Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Christy Pierce-Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team and three-time gold medalist, two-time World Cup champion, and part of the 99 team that won the Women's World Cup, igniting passion for soccer everywhere. And like Amazon Prime, I'm a lot of things beyond what I'm best known for. I'm a girl mom to two teenagers, a dog mom too, an entrepreneur, a TV commentator, and I use my Prime membership pretty much every day for so many things. I am known for being quick and crafty on the soccer field, and I am definitely crafty at home, especially digging in with the girls' school projects. And I rely on Amazon Prime to have what we need and get it to us with the speed I am used to. With every change of season, I love to decorate our home. And where do I get ideas and the goods? Prime, of course. Not to mention with all the great streaming options, it's a total gold medal experience. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into. That's Amazon.com/Prime.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you've had a good Tuesday. I hope you're good. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope everything good is happening to you. I'm good. I'm okay. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started. Every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City. And you could be listening however which way you want. I'm just glad that you're here. We're just hanging out, talking about sports, having a good old time. So whether you're listening on the free Odyssey app, and if you're not, get the free app. Not that tough. If you're locked in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, thank you for listening live wherever you live. Got folks listening on SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've had a busy day in the world of sports. Newsflash, Brandon Ayuk still hasn't been traded. The 49ers might keep him. He might go to the Patriots. He might go to the Browns. He might go to the Steelers. We have no idea where this man is going to go. None. As of last night, as I departed the studio on Peachtree Street here in Atlanta, Georgia, the Chicago White Sox, they did it again. They lost another baseball game. They're getting closer to the record. We'll get into that. That's not congratulations. We'll talk about those losers. Charles Barkley says he's not going anywhere. Yeah, the same Charles Barkley who told everybody, it doesn't matter whether or not TNT keeps basketball or not, I'm gone at the end of this year. Charles Barkley is a human being. He's entitled to change his mind, and he did. Got the AFC North quarterbacks bigging each other up. Lamar Jackson and Burrow and Mahomes. And I guess we can we include Fields in that mix? I guess we can. New York Giants and the Lions, they keep on fighting. U.S. women's soccer team beat Germany 1-0. They got Brazil coming up on Saturday. USA going for gold. And then right before I came on air, the United States men's basketball team, they smoked Brazil, smacked them up 122-87. We got a lot to get into. We even got a guest coming through later on in the show. Adam Rittenberg of ESPN is going to come through and talk some college football. We discussed the coaches poll of the top 25 yesterday. I want to get Adam's thought on Who actually belongs in the top 4, 5, 10? What the hell is going to happen with Michigan? What's the deal with Oregon post Bo Nix? By the way, Stidham is starting in Denver as quarterback one. And so we have a lot to get into. If you want to participate in the show, it's very simple. The phone number is 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Thank you to everybody out there listening. My people going to work. My people leaving work, going home to their families reluctantly. My people making deliveries, protecting people, watching people, protecting us. Whatever the hell you doing, holding it down. Thank you for listening. Hickey, how you doing, man? You good?
I am good, JR. You mentioned the White Sox before. Uh-oh. They are not doing good. That's for sure. Let me ask you a quick question here.
Yes.
Who wins first? Team USA wins gold in basketball, gold medals on Saturday, or the White Sox win a game?
Okay. So this is pretty disastrous, right? Because the White Sox, they're currently playing the A's. They play them today. They play the A's tomorrow. And then they got to play the Cubs on Friday. Could you imagine if they surpassed the losing record against the Cubs? Wouldn't that be ironic?
That would, I'm sure, drive every last White Sox fan to their – I would say at that point, that's your last nerve, right? It has to be.
And so to answer your question, what happens – who wins first?
Who wins first?
USA men's basketball wins gold. Just saying. White Sox have now, yeah, they've lost 21 straight games. They have tied an American League record. I like records. I like they say records are made to be broken. For me, it doesn't matter if it's positive or negative. I don't care. I need them to lose 23 straight to have the modern record. I'm not going to say it warms my heart. Who wants to root for anybody to lose? I guess I am. It would amuse me. Like, we need a new record for futility. I'm here for it. Now, Hickey, I actually realized this when I was walking out my door to come here. And I was just, you know, I'm thinking. I think about the show. I don't just sit down and go, oh, yeah, here's some sports stuff. I actually think about the show. And, Hickey, I was thinking about the White Sox on the way out the door. Sounds maybe I'm a loser. And I said to myself, as I made the same proclamation yesterday, Hickey, that I hope they lose the record, I realized I had on the Chicago White Sox shirt yesterday. I had no idea.
Really?
I had a White Sox T-shirt on yesterday, and I'm sitting here in the studio going, yeah, I hope they lose. I hope they lose. I hope they lose the record. And I was like, hey, man, I'm wearing a White Sox shirt.
Is it a Frank Thomas shirt? Like, or is it just a generic White Sox T-shirt?
It is a Paul Konerko T-shirt.
Wow, blast from the past.
All black shirt with Paul Konerko's name on it. It's just like Konerko and, yeah. I like the Chicago. I've worked with the White Sox in the past. I wouldn't work with them now. Maybe they never want to work with me again. I'm just telling the truth. They suck right now. Everybody knows. You can't put lipstick on a pig. Well, I guess you can. Miss Piggy, right? Miss Piggy wears lipstick.
That she does.
I'm sorry, Hickey. What were you saying?
Oh, no. I was just going to credit you for being Mr. Objectivity. Trashing the White Sox while wearing a White Sox T-shirt. You can't get more down the middle than that.
I love the New York Jets. I know the people at the New York Jets. They know me. I can't tell a lie, right? What do I look like sitting around telling a lie? Nothing. I look like a liar, too. That's not me.
You do get paid to tell the truth, and you are doing that.
I don't know if they pay me. Do they pay me to tell the truth?
Pay you to say how you feel. Well, you want to go that way?
That is true. That is true. And I sit here and tell the truth. I mean, and I give my opinion, which is not a matter of truth. It's just a matter of opinion. But it's facts. The White Sox, they suck. 21 straight losses. If they lose two more, they got the modern day record of 23. I need them to extend past that. But let's talk about some winners. Let's talk about Team USA basketball, because we said this yesterday. How many points were they going to smoke Brazil by? Beat them by 35 points. What an ass whooping that was. 122 to 87. Joel Embiid got booed every time he touched the ball. Finished with 14 points and 7 rebounds in 12 minutes. Didn't even play in the second half. I made a joke about this earlier today on one of these Odyssey Sports Minutes. I said, oh, man. If there's going to be a game Joel Embiid should dominate, it should be today, and he did. Devin Booker had 18. LeBron had 12. At least LeBron got somewhat of a day off. And Tatum had 5 points. He also had a gigantic dunk. Listen to this. He got the ball from LeBron, and then he had this ridiculous dunk to make it 63-36 at halftime. This is from NBC.
Lob it towards the rim.
Oh! It's Tatum flying through the air.
Yeah, that was the highlight of the whole game. Hickey, I was in. Did you watch this whole game? I was in and out, man.
I mean, it was on in the background. After about the first 5 minutes, I realized, okay, I don't have to watch intently because this is going to be an easy game. So it was on technically, but was definitely not locked in.
Yeah, that game was on in the background. I had it on in the background. I had it on in the car for a while. And then I just said, I can listen to something else. I'm not listening to this crap. There's only but so much Dwayne Wade I could listen to. I said, no more. No more. Devin Booker led the way, 18 points. This is what he said, got him going tonight on NBC as well.
Yeah, you just never know when your night's going to be. You always have to be prepared for it. But, you know, locking into the details of the game is the important part. Defending at a high level is what the team needs.
Well, this is more important. Devin Booker might have led the team with 18 points. Kevin Durant off the bench had 11. And today, Kevin Durant passed Lisa Leslie as the all-time leading scorer for USA basketball. It doesn't matter if it's men. It doesn't matter if it's women. Kevin Durant has more points than anybody who's ever suited up for USA basketball. He had 11 points. Lisa Leslie all-time had 488 points. Kevin Durant, he now has 494. And if the U.S. gets to a gold medal game, or they got two more games minimum, Kevin Durant has an opportunity to add on more points. Let's listen to the bucket. Kevin Durant becoming the all-time leading American scorer.
Good back cut. Here we go.
Durant, the new all-time leading scorer in men's and women's U.S. Olympic basketball history. And he does it on a slam.
Greatness passes greatness. Shout out to Kevin Durant for his longevity to be able to play in this mini Olympics and just be the bucket that he is.
Yeah, they hope he's a bucket for the Phoenix Suns this upcoming season. Devin Booker is his teammate. I know they also hope that Bradley Beal can wake up and be a bucket. Devin Booker, he talked about his teammate Kevin Durant becoming the all-time leading scorer in Team USA basketball history.
I mean, that's Captain America status. I feel like he has every record, every Olympic record. Now we have to get him his fourth gold. That'd be the most as a men's player also. But, you know, he's a hard worker, man. You know, now that we're teammates, I get to see behind the scenes, and all he cares about is hoops. He loves it 24/7. That's all he does.
Yeah, we know that. That and Twitter and X. He's an expert at utilizing X, burner accounts and what have you. Kevin Durant picking up gold medals in 2012 in London, 2016 in Rio. I was there. I was in London and Rio. In 2021 in Tokyo. I was not in Tokyo. I don't think anybody was in Tokyo unless you absolutely needed to be in Tokyo in 2021. Congratulations to Kevin Durant. And now we got things are pretty set here. United States of America, they smashed Brazil. Basically got here by a tiebreaker. Good for them. Now they got to take on Serbia. That's on Thursday. That is not going to be a cakewalk because they got to take on the guy that nobody wants to see in Nikola Jokic. Serbia beat Australia earlier today, 95-90. A big shock to nobody that, Jokic, he pretty much led the way for this team. Going out here and erasing a 24-point deficit against Australia. They had to fight for it. He had 21 points and 14 rebounds. And how appropriate this would be. For all of the hate that Nikola Jokic gets, I don't know, for being boring, for being European, for smacking up all these American players in the NBA, Hickey, is now, this is probably the appropriate time to like dislike him, right? Isn't this the appropriate time?
That's true. Gilbert Arenas has a real valid excuse now to hate on him because he's playing against the U.S.
Gilbert Arenas has 2 days. Okay. He has 2 days to get whatever he wants to say about European basketball and Serbia and Jokic. He has 2 days to get it off his chest. Everything after that puts him back into being a piece of trash jerk Okay? So whatever you got to say about Nikola Jokic, get it out your system. This is the one time to look at this man and just hope that he loses. Hope that his team in Serbia gets destroyed by the United States of America. And Joel Embiid, this is something for Joel Embiid too. It's one thing for you to go out there and beat up on Brazil. Your entire existence with Team USA basketball is to try to beat up on Jokic. And you've done it before. Do it again. Do it this time when it counts. Do it when it matters. Hickey, let me tell you what would be awful. This is the only thing that I feel bad about in this entire Olympics. If Serbia beat the U.S. in basketball, could you imagine if Jokic beat Team USA? Could you imagine? Could you imagine, Hickey?
I was going to say, he wouldn't talk a lot of trash because he's not that kind of person, but that would be a green light for it for sure.
This would be talked about for the next forever. I'm talking about decades, okay? This man has already established himself as one of the best basketball players of this generation, of this era. I don't know if you want to look at the past 5 years. He's certainly there. And now he won a championship. Guys like, hey, I show up to play in the NBA like it's my side job. If Nikola Jokic beats, and let me just say him by himself. If Nikola Jokic in Serbia beat the United States of America in basketball on Thursday, relegating the United States of America to a consolation prize, only winning silver or bronze, Nikola Jokic would be elevated even further. His resume would get boosted even more. Not only did this out-of-shape little kid come to America and grow into being one of the best players ever, he won a championship. He won MVPs. This guy beat the United States of America in basketball. We will never hear the end of it. And this team, they will never hear the end of it. This is the game to really look forward to. The United States takes on Serbia. That's this Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern time. So make sure you lock it in. I will certainly be watching. We all come through here and talk about it when the game is over, like we just did Brazil. Not much to talk about when it's a beatdown. But that's a game to watch, okay? Also, France advanced. They eliminated Canada. France beat Canada 82-73. They will now take on Germany on Thursday. Germany knocked off Greece 76-63, so there is no more Giannis. Sorry. And in relation to Canada, there's no more Jamal Murray, who sucked this entire Olympics. And then Rudy Gobert, interesting here, as France wins. I guess even Rudy Gobert's own country doesn't like him. He had 0 points in 3 minutes. They only played him 3 minutes. After the game, Rudy Gobert said he had a procedure done on his finger yesterday. And his head coach said, no, it was a matchup issue. Okay. Whatever. Rudy Gobert can't win at a damn thing. It doesn't matter if he's in America. He's playing back home for France. Nobody likes Rudy. Hickey, this man, when his career is done, somebody going to have to keep an eye on this guy because he might lose it. Like, nobody likes Rudy Gobert. Nobody?
You are right. It's very weird. Not in his own home country, in his own, you know, playing in front of his people right now. They can get, you know, them on his side. It's bizarre.
Rudy Gobert said, I'm hurt. His coach said, nah, he's good. I just didn't want to play him. Okay. Anyway, as I say that, the Anscape has an article. Rudy Gobert is a hero in his hometown. That was 11 hours ago. I don't know if that still stands after Rudy Gobert, anyway, didn't play much. Rudy Gobert needs a hug. Or he can sit around and count all that American money that he's earning. Congratulations to Team USA. Basketball team beat Brazil. They advance to take on Serbia. That's on Thursday. Mr. Jokic, let's see what that game looks like. Listen, we got a lot to do. I'm just getting started. On the other side of the break, we're going to give you an update on Brandon Ayuk of the San Francisco 49ers. Has he been traded? The answer is no. Where could he go? I will give you an update. We're going to talk about these loser White Sox. We're going to get into the quarterback play of the AFC North. New York Giants and the Lions, they keep on fighting. Charles Barkley has decided he will not retire. He's not going anywhere. He's staying at TNT. What about the basketball? Adam Rittenberg, he's going to join us of ESPN to talk some college football. Speaking of college football, Deion Sanders, he doesn't have the best atmosphere at Colorado right now. We got a lot to get into. You want to call? You want to call? You want to be participating in the show? Knock yourself out. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Tuesday.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We open up the show by talking about Team USA basketball. They get rid of Brazil. They now face Serbia on Thursday, led by Nikola Jokic, and a chance to win the gold medal on Saturday. If they lose to Serbia, there's a good chance that, A, they don't medal, but that they got to settle for silver or bronze. They better win. Don't let Jokic beat you. And then also, I need to give you an update on Brandon Ayuk. We had a whole conversation yesterday about this man, the wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers, who has requested a trade weeks ago, has spent the entire offseason pushing for a new contract from the 49ers or pushing for a trade. And now, well, it looks like the rubber is meeting the road. He has not been traded. I'm going to give you an update momentarily. Let's get to the phone lines. 855-212-4227. Rand is calling from Hawaii. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Rand? How are you?
Hey, a big aloha to JR. I just found you on the website, so I'm glad you're not too much ESPN or Fox, but you're JR and Infinity Sports. So there's a lot of sports fans in Hawaii that want to follow the good stuff, and we don't just follow the Lakers, the Dodgers, and the Kings. You know, we follow all sports because we don't have a team. We lost the Pro Bowl many, many years ago when our stadium couldn't handle JR. We had 50,000 plus that came to the Pro Bowl. And even though we knew these guys weren't going to play hard, you know, these guys are the Hall of Famers like Jerry Rice, Joe Montana. You know, anybody that was anybody came to the Pro Bowl. And right now, JR, we've lost the Pro Bowl. I don't want to see some Pro Bowl guys play flag football because I can do it in my backyard, you know, on a rainy Friday or Sunday. But, JR, yeah, I just want to say thank you for your show. I'm picking the Niners in the NFC. And then who are you picking in the AFC other than KC? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I mean, we talked about this late last night at the end of the show. I like the Baltimore Ravens if Lamar Jackson is healthy. And there are certainly some other teams in the AFC that are itching to jump into competition with healthy quarterbacks, whether that be the Cleveland Browns, the Jacksonville Jaguars going to get their, quote, you-know-what together and try to make a run. I mean, there's some other teams, but the Baltimore Ravens and the Buffalo Bills, they're probably the next teams in line. And if they don't make it to the AFC Championship game, then those are two teams and fan bases, they're going to be disappointed. As a matter of fact, they don't want to stop at no AFC Championship game. They want to advance to the Super Bowl. But I would say those are some of the best teams in the AFC. I didn't even throw in the New York Jets with their crazy quarterback and Aaron Rodgers. So Houston Texans are trying to take a jump. I think we got some of the usual suspects here.
That's what makes the NFL the NFL, JR. And, you know, I don't know about you, but, you know, we lost the Pro Bowl, but every July or August, everybody, and we're not talking only in Hawaii, JR. What? We're talking all over the United States and maybe the world. NFL is coming around the corner.
Yeah, everybody, we're thrilled, man. We got some preseason football action on Thursday. We're all looking forward to it. Hey, Rand, thank you so much for calling from Hawaii. You send me my invite in the mail, okay? I got lost.
Anytime, we'll buy you the cocktails and the umbrellas will be in the drinks.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Rand. I can't eat the umbrella, so I could care less. But give me the drinks. Give me the drinks, okay? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. He talks about football. And you know what? Let's get into this. You know what? We'll get into it next hour. Because we do have NFL preseason that's coming up. And for whatever, I know the reason why. The New York Giants and the Detroit Lions cannot stop fighting each other at practice. I mean, yesterday we had the news that Daniel Jones is even getting involved in some of the fighting. And it's like the quarterback who can't stay healthy is getting involved in fights. That's one of the worst ideas ever. But we'll get into that later on in the show. You know, picking up on what Rand from Hawaii just had to say about the San Francisco 49ers, selecting them to represent the NFC, that's not all that far off. We know that the 49ers have been competitors in the NFC for years. They've gone to a couple of Super Bowls. They're still trying to get over the hump. And now let me give you an update on a couple of their players. First of all, Christian McCaffrey, he's out with a calf issue. It appears that we will not see Christian McCaffrey at all throughout the preseason. And for one of the most dynamic players in the NFL, the highest paid running back, the most dynamic running back, this man, he got vacation for the next 3.5 weeks, okay? I wouldn't worry about his calf. I think he'll be fine by the time the season starts. And that's not an opinion from me. That is something that Kyle Shanahan, head coach of the 49ers, he shared that with the media today. And so if you are going to Levi's Stadium or Hole in the Wall Stadium and you're expecting to see Christian McCaffrey, don't count on it. You won't. You got to wait until the real games start. Now, a guy who may not even be with the team in a couple of weeks is Brandon Ayuk. We all heard the commentaries. We all got the news. Brandon Ayuk is close to being traded. At first, it was close to going to the Steelers, and then it was he's not going to the Steelers. And now it's back on that he might go to the Steelers. And then it was, well, he might go to the Browns. And then it was he might go to the Patriots. And it's just like, well, if he goes to the Browns, a part of the trade package will include Amari Cooper. And then if he goes to the Pats, a part of the trade package might be Kendrick Bourne. He might go back to the 49ers. You know, we talked about all of this yesterday. Matt Maiocco from NBC Sports in the Bay Area, he joined us right here on the show yesterday. I asked him about these scenarios, and he says it's up to Brandon Ayuk really as to whether or not he wants to leave. Listen to this. This is what Matt Maiocco told us last night.
The latest is Brandon Ayuk is very much in a position where he is trying to decide what he wants out of this. Yeah, he requested a trade a week before training camp. And quite frankly, even though he requested a trade, I kind of get the sense that he never really wanted the 49ers to follow through and give him that trade that he requested. I do think that he would much prefer to remain with the 49ers, but under the kind of contract that he wants them to give him. And I do think that there are other teams in the NFL, at least three other teams, to my knowledge, that are fully willing to pay him market value and meet his contract demands. The question is whether the 49ers can get the kind of compensation in return for Brandon Ayuk that makes it worth their while. And I would say one of the keys to that is that where they are with their kind of push all their chips to the center of the table attitude, they can't do anything at this point to weaken their chances this year. So what they get in return is going to have to offset the loss of Brandon Ayuk. But ultimately, I think Brandon Ayuk could have been traded already if he had agreed to a deal that potentially the Cleveland Browns were willing to give him. That, to me, that's the scenario that makes the most sense for the 49ers.
Well, it appears that they have some potential trades lined up. And it looks like it just might be up to Brandon Ayuk to have an understanding of what a contract might look like. If he goes to the Browns, it looks like Amari Cooper's coming back. And I told you, if he goes to the Patriots, it looks like Kendrick Bourne is going to be reunited with the 49ers, even though Kendrick Bourne is coming off of an ACL tear last year. The new head coach of the New England Patriots, Gerard Mayo, he spoke with the media today, and he pretty much said what a lot of us know. I'm not talking about another guy on another team that's not here. That's called tampering. Listen to him tell you.
One thing I did learn from Bill is I don't talk about players on another team. So just let me go ahead and say that now. But I remember as a player, you know, I appreciated that. I appreciated that the only opinions that mattered were inside the walls. And so I'm still trying to apply that now going forward.
Can you confirm at all that there's, you know, talks ongoing?
Look, I'll be honest with you. That's more of an Elliott question. Right now I'm just focused on the guys out here.
Okay. In typical coach answer, right? Somebody was smart enough to ask him about his own player, Kendrick Bourne, who wasn't with the team today as the rumors swirled about a potential trade. This is what Mayo said about that.
Honestly, I did talk to him this morning, and it was a good conversation. And once again, I feel like the story is so much further along than anything else. I just wanted to make sure we cleared the air. And I do believe in being transparent with the players and really just setting those guys at ease.
Look, as Matt Maiocco shared with us, it appears that this is all in the hands of Brandon Ayuk and what potential contract he feels he can get from either one of these suitors. And someone else who's been put back into the mix literally over the past hour happens to be the Steelers. And I think he's going to get moved. I think it's done. Unless he has a change of heart and is just like, oh, I think I'm going to stay, and the deals aren't that big, then he'll stay with the 49ers. And he'll look stupid for it, man. Did all that whining and crying and moaning just to stick around? I told you the negotiations were dumb from the get-go when he started to whine and cry on social media. If I need whining and crying on social media, I'll just find some high school kids and people in college who have nothing better to do than whine and cry about their lives on social media. Go do something in real life. Negotiating a contract on social. One of the most ridiculous things I've seen from Brandon Ayuk. I hope he moves. For my own, you know, hopes, I'd love to see him stick around with the 49ers because I want to see them, quote unquote, run it back. I want to see them run it back again one more time before Brock Purdy gets his deal and Ayuk has to move on and Deebo Samuel has to move on and Kittle is all old and broken down. I want to see the 49ers go for it one more time. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I think Ayuk's best landing spot is with the 49ers, staying with the 49ers. So where do you think Brandon Ayuk should go? The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. The 49ers are trying to win a championship. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about a team. They're just trying to win a game. Just one. Something they haven't done in a long time. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
As a Ford owner, there are lots of choices of where to get your vehicle serviced. You could choose to go to their place, the local dealership, Your place, home, apartment, or condo. Your workplace, even your happy place, like your cottage on the lake. Go to your Ford dealer or choose Ford Pickup and Delivery to have your vehicle picked up, serviced, and brought right back. Or choose mobile service, where a technician will come to you and do routine maintenance right on the spot. Both are complimentary and depend on your location. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Christy Pierce-Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, three-time gold medalist, two-time World Cup champion, and part of the 99 team that won the Women's World Cup, igniting passion for soccer everywhere. I'm mom to two teenage girls, and quality time together is prime time. We love to cook, and I have an obsession, a healthy one, of course, with cooking utensils. Where do I turn? Amazon Prime, to get them fast. And when they arrive, where do I turn? To Prime, to stream the best cooking shows. And then, for dessert, what do? The Rampone team streams. Each of us gets to be the captain and pick the show. Right now, we're all over British TV, part of a Prime subscription. I think a trip to the UK is in the future, and of course, we'll get all we need for that trip. From workout clothes to raincoats, from plaids to luggage, from travel guides to umbrellas, from streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into. That's amazon.com/prime.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we talked about Brandon Ayuk, some of the potential trade destinations, where he could go. Is he going to the Browns? Is he going to the Patriots? Is he going to the Steelers? Is he staying in San Francisco? We have no idea. I think he's going to stay in San Francisco. Hickey, what do you think he does? Is he moving on?
I don't think so. I like what Matt Maiocco said yesterday about basically kind of if he wanted to get traded, he could have already. And I think, too, like when you see the report that came out after our show last night of, there's a deal in place with the Browns and the Patriots, like you got to think, okay, well, where did that come from? Like, who wants that out there? I would assume it's from the 49ers that they want that out there to show we're not holding him hostage. Basically, the ball's in Ayuk's court. Almost, at least how I interpret it, knowing he's not going to say yes to a contract extension with the Patriots or the Browns. And then it's kind of like the attention turns to, well, let's stop the shenanigans, stop the holding. You're going to be here for 2024 and get on the field. Let's start practicing. That's how I interpret it. I'm with you. I think he's a 49er week one.
The boy who cried wolf. Is that appropriate?
That's a good one. That is a good analogy.
You did all that screaming and yelling. You wanted to move on. And then they said, all right, here it is. What do you want to do? Here it is. What do you want? Oh, now you want to stay? Okay. We'll see what happens. I think he stays. I hope he stays. And if he moves on, nobody cares about the Patriots. And the Browns are fine. They don't need him. They got Amari Cooper, okay? If they want to get a younger version, I guess you bring him in. But why do you want to trade for that? And if you're the 49ers, just keep send him to the Steelers. If he's not going to be a 49er, send him to the Steelers just for entertainment purposes. I'd love that. Throwing the ball at him, George Pickens would get mad. Russell Wilson is going to just stand there and stare into space. Justin Fields is going to roll his eyes. Why am I here? Sign me up for all of it. You know what? Let's talk about the AFC North. We'll do that in a few minutes at the top of the hour. Let me get this out the way. Because Brandon Ayuk right now is trying to figure out what his immediate future is going to be in the NFL. Does he want to play for a Super Bowl contender and make money? Or does he want to make a few more millions of dollars playing for some losers? No disrespect, but the Steelers are not the 49ers. The Browns are not the 49ers. It could be a contender in the AFC. The Patriots are certainly not the 49ers. The Patriots are going through a rebuilding phase right now. Drake May is probably going to, well, he is going to play in a preseason game. Matter of fact, you know, Gerard Mayo said so. We look forward to that. But we know the Patriots aren't winning anything. And there's a team right now in Major League Baseball, forget baseball, in all of professional sports. They're not winning anything right now. It is like they are being punished by the baseball gods. I'm talking about the Chicago White Sox. We got into this at the open of the show. The White Sox have now lost 21 consecutive games. That is tying an American League record. This is the longest losing streak that we have seen in the American League since the 1988 Baltimore Orioles. This is pathetic. How do you not win a baseball game by accident? 21 times? Not a wild pitch, not a bunt by accident, not a the umpire fell over, not the catcher dropped the ball, not an error. Nothing? The White Sox are sad. I feel bad for my friends and on the South Side, my friends who love the Sox. What's up, BG? I feel bad for you and your family. It sucks right now. Hickey, I don't know what this sounds like, but we got a call from the White Sox. Do we got a call last night after they lost?
We do. We have the expression of the radio voice of the White Sox after losing 21 straight.
Let's hear what it sounds like to have to look at a loser every day.
Senzel swings and misses. And the A's send the White Sox to their 21st consecutive loss that ties the AL mark set by the 88 Orioles. 5-1 Oakland the final.
He's in a chipper mood, all things considered, right?
I was going to say, no. I'm with you. I thought he would be more like depressed.
Yeah.
Even apathetic. I know you're working for the team, but apathetic? Like, I mean, this is 3 weeks now we're going on a losing.
Look, he's right. The White Sox, they have not won a game since July 10th. It is August 6th. Let me say that again. The White Sox have not won a game since July 10th. It is now August 6th. That is basically a month. They've been losers for a month. They go home to their families, losers for a month. And it's just a game. I get it. You go home, you walk in the door, you feel a little bit better. But come on, you'd be non-human to take a little bit of your work home. And so these guys have to be feeling it, whoever the hell these guys are. Outside of Crochet, it's a bunch of losers out there. And one of the greatest White Sox players of all time, one of the best nicknames, the Big Hurt. Frank Thomas, after the loss, he was on NBC Sports Chicago, and he basically said what he would be doing right now if he were the White Sox manager.
You know what I would say as a manager if I lost 21 in a row?
What?
Get the out of my office. I know I just lost 21 in a row. Kick the door and get you out of here. That's where I'm at right now. I'm snapping.
Yeah.
It's time to snap.
Yeah.
That's the only way you can get through the players right now. Snap.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I don't want to hear no more we're trying, no more, you know, they're working hard every day. No, it's time to snap. It's time to kick over the spread. It's time to let people know this is the big leagues. It's hard to get here, but it's easy to get out of here.
Oh, man. Well, everybody knows they're not going anywhere. Pedro Grifol, the manager, what is he supposed to do at this point in time? And reportedly, Jerry Reinsdorf and Pedro had a meeting. And well, what are you going to say? Pedro can't go out there and play. He has to manage the guys that he has in front of him. Like, that's just the reality of it. And we have reached such a sad state of affairs. It doesn't appear that they're going to win a game. I don't know. Maybe there's a chance, right? Anytime you step out onto a field, the court, there's a chance that you can win. The White Sox are back in action against the Oakland A's in the Bay Area. One of the last times we'll ever say that. Today. And so they can lose 22 games in a row. The National League record of 23 straight losses is held by the 1961 Philadelphia Phillies. All right. Now, if we want to go further back, there's not a human being listening to me. Nobody remembers this. The major league record for losses, the 1889 Louisville Colonels. They lost 26 straight games. That is 1889. The fact that they are five games away from tying them is pathetic. It's sad. What the White Sox need to do, since their offense sucks so bad, by the time they get back to Chicago to take on the Cubs, they should just invite fans from the stands to get a free at-bat. Just raffle off a free at-bat for everybody, because you're going to get the same damn result at the end of the game. At least the fans can get their money's worth outside of watching a bunch of guys trying but not getting the job done. I mean, I can't hit a fastball. I might as well get a shot or a chance. No harm, no foul. Good luck to the White Sox, even though I feel like a jerk. I'm rooting for them to lose and keep losing. And good luck in the next, I don't know, 5, 6 to 10 years. That's how long it's going to take to turn things around. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We come back from break. We're going to talk about a few other teams trying to turn things around. And some of them actually trying to compete for a Super Bowl. We're going to get an update on the AFC North. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Christy Pierce Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, three-time gold medalist, two-time World Cup champion, and part of the 99 team that won the Women's World Cup, igniting passion for soccer everywhere. I'm mom to two teenage girls, and quality time together is prime time. We love to cook, and I have an obsession, a healthy one, of course, with cooking utensils. Where do I turn? Amazon Prime, to get them fast. And when they arrive, where do I turn? To Prime, to stream the best cooking shows. And then, for dessert, what do? The Rampone Team streams. Each of us gets to be the captain and pick the show. Right now, we're all over British TV, part of a Prime subscription. I think a trip to the UK is in the future, and of course, we'll get all we need for that trip. From workout clothes to raincoats, from plaids to luggage, from travel guides to umbrellas, from streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into. That's Amazon.com/Prime.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.